From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The oil company BP says it now believes it may be able to stop a massive leak from its damaged well in the Gulf of Mexico within several days and cap the well permanently by sometime in August. BP Chief Executive Tony Hayward tells Sky News he does not think the environment will be severely affected.
Everything we can see at the moment suggests that the overall environmental impacts of this will be very, very modest.
But environmentalists call the leak catastrophic. Lawsuits seek to shut down another BP oil platform and tighten oversight. And some fishermen helping BP with cleanup say they're getting sick. The Senate holds hearings today on government monitoring of oil drilling. President Obama leaves Washington today for another one of what the administration calls White House to Main Street trips. NPR's Ari Shapiro will be traveling with the president to a steel plant in Youngstown, Ohio.
President Obama has been taking these trips almost weekly. Today, it's Youngstown, Ohio. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs previewed the president's economic message.
Three consecutive quarters of economic growth, four consecutive months of positive job growth, some of which is because of the actions that the president took on the Recovery Act.
This is a day trip. President Obama will be back at the White House by evening, in time to watch the outcome of several primary races in swing states that the president is not visiting on this trip. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
The government reports wholesale prices down overall in April and new home construction up. Some big retailers, including Home Depot and Saks, are reporting improved results for their latest quarters. It's primary day. Voters in Pennsylvania will decide the political fate of Republican-turned-Democratic Senator Arlen Specter. His challenger, Congressman Joe Sestak, calls him an opportunist for switching parties. Arkansas Democratic Senator Blanche Lincoln is trying to keep her seat and secure the Democratic nomination in what appears to be a tight primary race against the state's Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter. NPR's Brian Naylor reports that voters in Kentucky will choose candidates in both parties to replace retiring U.S. Senator Jim Bunning.
The Republican contest has generated national attention because it pits Tea Party favorite Rand Paul against GOP establishment-backed Trey Grayson. Grayson, the state's Secretary of State, has been endorsed by Kentucky's senior senator, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. But in this year of voter anger with the establishment, Paul, the son of Texas Congressman Ron Paul, has generated enthusiasm with his small government message. Paul calls for cuts to agriculture spending in largely rural Kentucky and an end to earmarks for a state crisscrossed with roads and bridges named for the federal officials who secured their funding. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks are up in early trading on some generally positive economic news. The Dow up 65 points, the Nasdaq up 10. This is NPR News. The Mount St. Helens volcano erupted 30 years ago today, triggering the largest landslide ever recorded and an ash fall that circled the globe. NPR's Howard Berkus covered that eruption in 1980 in Washington State.
Scientists said the force of the explosive Mount St. Helens eruption was equal to 500 atomic bombs. It was a lateral blast out the side of the cone-shaped mountain near Vancouver, Washington, flattening and burying in seconds 200 square miles of forests and lakes. Day turned to night in the heavy ashfall that crossed the Northwest. 57 people died, including Harry Truman, the crotchety and cussing owner of Spirit Lake Lodge, which was buried beneath 200 feet of mud and rock. A young geologist named David Johnston also died on the ridge that now bears his name. Johnston radioed to scientists at headquarters as a searing cloud of gas and ash raced toward him, shouting, "Vancouver, Vancouver, this is it." Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Connecticut Attorney General and Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Richard Blumenthal plans a news conference today after a New York Times report that he misstated his Vietnam-era military service. Blumenthal's campaign calls the Times report an outrageous distortion. The Times says documents show Blumenthal's Marine Reserve service never took him overseas. It reports Blumenthal got five deferments to avoid going to Vietnam between 1965 and 1970. A suicide bomb attack in Kabul, Afghanistan, leaves 18 people dead today. Most are civilians. Six NATO troops are also dead in the attack, five of them Americans. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.